For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Researchers at Harvard University have been studying the implications of early mother-child bonding, and what they've found, incredibly, is that 91% of college men who said that they had not enjoyed a close relationship with their mothers developed coronary artery disease, hypertension, duodenal ulcers, and alcoholism by the midlife years. Only 45% of the men who recalled maternal warmth and closeness had similar illnesses. Even more surprising is the fact that 100% of the participants in this study, whose parents were cold and distant, went on to suffer numerous illnesses and diseases in midlife. In short, the quality of early relationships between boys and their mothers is a powerful predictor of lifelong psychological and physical health. When certain needs are not met in infancy, trouble looms down the road. Given the delicate nature of infants, perhaps it's understandable why I remain unalterably opposed to the placement of babies in daycare facilities. Now, I know that many mothers have no choice but to get back to a job as soon as possible after giving birth, but it's not a good idea for those who have reasonable alternatives.
Welcome to Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I am James Dobson, and like many of you, I was recently shocked and deeply, deeply saddened by the utter debauchery that I learned, along with the many, many other millions in this country, about the undercover videos that revealed butchery and depravity by Planned Parenthood in selling body parts that had been aborted. In some of these videos, those individuals at the highest level of leadership of Planned Parenthood can be seen discussing dissections of body parts over wine and salad, and laughing about things too gruesome to even mention on this program. This is nothing short of barbarity in a country that has descended into a level of evil that I would not have believed just a few decades ago. I grieve, Ryan. I grieve for this nation.
I do too. It's just, the horrific nature of these videos is jarring. It's, you don't believe it's real when you see it, and they expose the lie that abortion is just about fetal tissue. This lie is evil, and silence in the face of evil is also evil. We must speak out, and we have to act, and that's why I'm glad we have a chance to talk to the guests we have in the studio today, and I want to introduce them to you. First with us by phone, we have Sandy Rios, the Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association, one of the largest, most effective pro-family grassroots organizations in the country. She also serves as Vice President of Family PAC Federal, a national conservative political action committee which focuses on economic and social issues and works to support conservative candidates. And she's also the host of Sandy Rios in the Morning. And with us in the studio is Natalie Decker, Esquire. Natalie has more than 18 years of legal experience in the public and private sector, and she serves as legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom here in Colorado. Previously, she ran her own legal firm. Before that, Natalie was a successful state prosecutor from 1998 to 2008. Natalie earned her JD from the University of Iowa and is admitted to the Bar of Colorado, the U.S. District Court of Colorado, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 5th, 9th, and 10th Circuits, and the United States Supreme Court. She currently resides in Littleton, Colorado, with her husband and three children. Natalie and Sandy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure, Ryan.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate the two of you being with us today. We called you at the last minute, and you were willing to drop everything and participate today in the broadcast because it is that important. This is an American tragedy. And Sandy, I want to start with a question to you. When the news broke that there were 10, what I've heard, the latest, 10 separate videos showing recordings of representatives of Planned Parenthood talking callously about harvesting the organs of babies. Some of them were on live babies. They were butchered without anesthetic and without compassion. I thought when I heard that, surely this will bring outrage from the public. Surely the Congress will end the subsidies that represent the money given, taxpayer money, for many, many years, amounting to $500 million annually.
My goodness.
That funds this killing of babies. I mean, the Planned Parenthood's got all kinds of ways of hiding that money and using it in other ways, but it makes it possible for the killing to go on. I thought that Americans would rise up and end the funding by taxpayers and that it would happen immediately. I mean, I thought this time they have really been revealed for what they are and who they are. But Congress, especially the Democrats, have dallied with it. I think there is a possibility now that defunding might occur. Can either of you bring us up to date? Now, we're recording this program today just a few days early, so there may be activity in the Congress that have not yet happened that will have occurred by the time this is on the air. Natalie, what do you know about that?
Well, certainly I would share your outrage, of course, with the videos. And I agree with you that in this instance, what is different than some of the previous allegations involving Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, I think we should acknowledge, this is hardly the first time that Planned Parenthood has been accused of wrongdoing. I mean, this is an organization that has been involved in scandal after scandal after scandal, and hopefully
produced the likes of Kermit Gosnell.
I mean, absolutely
been caught on video hiding sex trafficking and prostitution and cross the state line underage abortions. I mean, the list is endless.
It is. And hopefully we'll be able to talk more about some of those things today. But you've got the, you know, the pattern in addition to the latest videos, which do actually, I think, for the first time, actually shows behind the scenes what is really going on. This is not anybody's spin. These are their actual conversations, their words. And people, the American public, is able to actually see what is happening with their own eyes and hear these conversations with their own ears. That's something that you can't, it's not possible to describe that adequately for people.
It's so horrendous that people have a hard time watching it.
Absolutely.
I have had a hard time watching it.
I agree.
I saw the first one, and after that, I just got bits and pieces because it disturbed me so greatly. Sandy, did it affect you that way?
Oh, absolutely. I was just weeping. And the 10th one, you know, recently came out. And it's just like a knife. I never get desensitized to this. This is what got me in the pro-life movement when I was 21. I saw a brochure of broken babies, but it was just shocking to me. But the thing about this is more than abortion, as though that weren't bad enough. This really is about the dismemberment, the murder of, talk about innocence. I mean, where babies are actually, their hearts are still beating, and they're trying to bring them out of the womb in a way that will not affect these livers and kidneys and brains and all the things they're describing and the prices they're putting on them, how they're laughing, talking about buying Lamborghinis with the money they're going to make. It's just barbaric. So you said, Dr. Dobson, you were surprised that people weren't more outraged. But there really is a reason why there hasn't been
a groundswell. They haven't been told, have they?
That's right. The Media Research Center did a study, I think after the 8th video came out, and the networks combined had played only just a little over 1 minute of any of those 8 videos, and they showed the most innocent parts of the videos. They never really, and they quickly said these were edited, highly edited. Well, you just have to watch them to see that there's no way they could have edited it in such a way to show what they showed and to have these officers in Planned Parenthood say the things that they said. Let me say this. We, some of us here in D.C., put together a one-minute compilation of those eight videos because we were concerned that the length would make people not watch them. And I just put this on my Facebook page a week or so ago. And would you believe that 350,000 people on my show Facebook page saw this? And the comments were unbelievable. And I would also say to you that members of Congress are absolutely grieved over this. I don't mean all of them, but I mean those that have actually seen them are ready to fight over defunding Planned Parenthood. That's how powerful these videos are. But it is a very complicated process, and I'm sure we'll get into that.
Hmm. Sandy, these videos are disturbing, but you say that you want kids, even as young as middle school, to see this, this one-minute compilation. Can you explain why? Why do you think that's necessary?
I suppose, Ryan, because I know from my own personal experience what happened when I saw those graphic pictures mm-hmm. when I was just a young, before I even had children. We didn't know much about abortion then, but I can still see them in my mind's eye. It's kind of like a pornographic image. You see it, and it just will not leave you. And to broaden my explanation, just think about how many of us understood intellectually what the Holocaust was, but it wasn't until we saw the bodies piled up, till we just understood the depravity of it. Or the murder in Cambodia, the piling mm-hmm. of the skulls after the murder by the Khmer Rouge. Images are important, and our kids are going to school now and being propagandized about abortion, sexuality, and they only see the soft, airbrushed versions of sex, promiscuity. They don't see the results, and that's why yeah. I think kids need to see this so that they will forever remember what this is all about.
You know, I agree with you, too. It's different from when I was in middle school. That I think that's one of the big important things that parents forget. It's different today for middle schoolers, and that's sad. It's a horrific fact, but it is different. They see more on TV, they hear more in music, more online than I saw when I was in middle school, and this needs to be shocking.
Yeah, fat chance it will be, though, not in the public schools.
Right.
In the same way the American people have been shielded from this information. I read just today that 70% of the American people know nothing about this scandal.
Goodness.
Natalie, does that surprise you?
It's unbelievable, and it's so incredibly disappointing, especially when you think about the fact that Planned Parenthood is a $1.5 billion corporation. Last year, Planned Parenthood made about $127 million in profit, and that was thanks to $500 million taxpayer dollars that flowed to Planned Parenthood.
Your money and mine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The money that we all work hard for is going to Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, Planned Parenthood alone performs one-third of the abortions in this country. And if I could jump back to what, Ryan, you mentioned about children, we also need to keep in mind that Planned Parenthood has a history of targeting children in this country, middle schoolers, high schoolers, college-age students. And Planned Parenthood, speaking of the numerous scandals that Planned Parenthood has been involved with over the years, for decades, Planned Parenthood has a pattern of covering up and failing to report the sexual abuse of minors that are brought into their facilities.
Let's emphasize that.
Yeah.
This means, perhaps, that an older male will abuse a younger female, and the child becomes pregnant. She may be 13, 14, 15.
Right.
And Planned Parenthood knows that there had to be a man involved in this somewhere, and they don't report it.
Absolutely. There's a case that was just settled here in Colorado involving this very issue. A little girl, 13 years old, was brought to Planned Parenthood pregnant. Planned Parenthood, instead of asking any questions, maybe some red flags that the girl is, first of all, 13 years old and pregnant, brought in by a man with a different last name, wants her to get a form of birth control that she's not comfortable with because the little girl's afraid of shots. But he's interested in getting rid of evidence and obviously continuing his abuse, because it turns out that that man who brought the little girl into Planned Parenthood was her stepfather, who had been sexually abusing that girl since she was just 6 years old. And instead of reporting to authorities suspected abuse, as required in the state of Colorado, or providing parental notice, which is also required in Colorado. We have very few laws relating to abortion in Colorado, but those two laws should have kicked in and protected that little girl. Instead, Planned Parenthood performed the abortion, presumably got paid, sent the little girl out the door with this man who continued to sexually abuse her.
That's a crime. That is really a crime,
isn't
it? It is. Yeah.
It is. The stepfather was prosecuted and thankfully is sitting in prison. But
not prosecuted thanks to Planned Parenthood.
Correct. And Planned Parenthood was also not prosecuted. That's a crime to fail to report even suspected sexual abuse. They did, however, just recently settle that civil lawsuit that was filed on behalf of the little girl.
I just don't understand how they still have a reputation out there that they help women. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They're hiding abuse, abuse that feminists ought to be outraged about, and yet you just can't get your toe off the party line. Right. You have to, no matter what they do, it's Kermit Gosnell, it's underage, it's abuse of women. And, well, but
Medicaid fraud,
yeah.
Taxpayer fraud. They lie about the extent of services that they provide to women.
But see, nobody knows these things. That's the problem, as we just talked about. These videos, if people could see them, they would be outraged. But they're not seeing them. 1 minute and 15 seconds of 8 videos, and only the positive parts have been seen. I went to a church about a month ago and spoke, and in passing mentioned these videos. And I could see the blank expressions. And I said, well, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, the Planned Parenthood undercover videos. And then I said, raise your hand if you've seen. And not a single hand went up.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is what we're talking about. And this is why we're talking about it today.
I feel like I'm not even that informed on a lot of issues, even though it's my job. And I think, oh, my goodness, if I feel, you know, like I have low information, then really nobody knows about this. We're just the select few. It's terrible.
And we have an obligation to know. You know, right here in Colorado, and this may be across the country, I just happen to know about Colorado Planned Parenthood here. They have difficulty getting physicians to do these abortions. So they're not on the staff. They're not doctors that, you know, that have been vetted. Instead, they bring in some doctor from somewhere. And he comes in and he does the abortion. And if he botches it, that woman or that little girl winds up in the emergency hospital that night. And that doctor is long gone. He's not even here to take care of the mess he's created. Mm-hmm. And that is, if not against the law, it is certainly a medical malpractice issue. If it occurs, because the doctor is responsible to care for his patient. You can't bring a person in that almost nobody knows, and then they take off and leave this wounded woman.
Well, and that's why every state should have legislation that requires that abortionists have admitting privileges at a hospital that's nearby.
That's it.
Absolutely. And they should be required to meet the same health and safety standard as every other medical provider is.
It's the most reasonable request. We're barely asking for anything, and they still can't comply.
And these are things that we should all agree on, regardless of one's position on abortion. It's the same thing with these videos that have been released by the Center for Medical Progress. Regardless of what your issue is on abortion, we should all be united in calling out what is happening at Planned Parenthood as the evil that it is.
Sandy, you're not getting in here. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, one thing I'm thinking is that rather than throw in the towel and feel a little bit overwhelmed that nobody seems to know, at least not enough people, especially Christian people, who are in church, whose pastors don't choose to talk about this or watch it. It's our job to let them know. So we're doing that this morning, but there is a practical tool. It's very hard to sit down and watch 90 minutes of videos, although I recommend it. The Center for Medical Progress undercover videos are something that I believe everyone should be watching.
Where can you get them, Sandy?
Well, they're at their website, Center for Medical Progress.
And we'll have a link on our website for that right there on the front page.
But let me add another tool, because we have, just say that we are an unnamed source here. We have compiled a one-minute compilation of the first eight, which is hard to watch. It is hard to watch, but it is easy to send, to tweet, to put on Facebook. It's the way we can get past the networks who refuse to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And we need to do that. We need to get it out to as many people as we can. As I said, I had 350,000 views in a week on my Facebook page, which is, that's big for my Facebook page. We can make that link available for you, Dr. Dobson, where people can go and share it so people can watch it. And then also link to the fuller videos, the Center for Medical Progress initial undercover videos. Mm.
Sandy, send them to us.
You bet. I will. Absolutely. And of course, there's a battle underway here in Washington.
I actually started the interview with that question, and you guys took off. Answer it now.
Well, you know, we do have to lay the groundwork about Planned Parenthood, and
That's
we need
right.
to remind people. But there is a battle raging royal, and I would say this, that in the Senate, Senator Ted Cruz is leading that battle. Rand Paul is fighting it, too, and there are others. On the other side of the spectrum, we have Senator Mitch McConnell, who is the one who is responsible for what vote gets what when. And he has said publicly he will not ask that Planned Parenthood be defunded. Now, let me explain. There can be a standalone, what's called a standalone bill to defund Planned Parenthood, but it will not have any teeth at all. It'll only pass the House. It might pass the Senate, but it will go nowhere. The only way we can get any traction...
Sandy, because the president will veto it.
That's right. Yeah. That's absolutely right. And so a standalone bill is just a ticket to nowhere. What we need is a national fight. And that national fight means attaching the defund of Planned Parenthood to a bill that's called must pass. It has to pass. Both houses have to pass it. The president has to sign it. It has to pass. And the one that's coming up is the continuing resolution to fund the entire government. It has to be passed by September the 30th. And the battle here in Washington is over whether to attach defunding Planned Parenthood to that continuing resolution. Mitch McConnell has said he's not doing it. John Boehner said he's not doing it. But they have a rebellion on their hands, especially in the House. Because pro-life members of the House, I've heard them in private session, say they cannot, after watching those videos, there is no way in the world they can vote for a continuing resolution that funds Planned Parenthood to the tune of $500 million. Can't do it. But the dilemma is that the Republicans, Nancy Pelosi is threatening, the president has already sort of laughingly mocked them and say that he will veto any continuing resolution that does not fund Planned Parenthood. So we have a battle on our hands. And the leadership in the Republican Party doesn't want to fight it. The rank and file say, yes, let's fight it. Let's get this on the table. Let's let the American people see what they're funding to the tune of $500 million. Since the networks won't tell them, we'll let them know. And this time we have lots of presidential candidates who are also in favor of defunding in the continuing resolution. So it's shaping up to be quite a battle.
Okay, our time is gone for today, but you just outlined things we need to talk about next time, and let's do it. Sandy, can you be with us again?
You bet.
All right, we're talking to Sandy Rios. We've already introduced her, and we're talking also to Natalie Decker, an attorney, and I'm delighted to have you ladies with us today, and we're going to do it again tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson.
This is one of the defining issues of our time, and I can't believe that anyone could remain silent after seeing even one of these horrific videos. But even in our media-saturated culture, 70% of Americans still haven't heard about this. That's because the mainstream liberal media has swept it under the rug. But we won't be silent in the face of this American tragedy, and we want you to join us as a voice of truth. Go to our website, drjamesdobson.org, to find a link to the undercover video and a link to the Alliance Defending Freedom website. Share this information on your social media sites and let people see what Planned Parenthood is really up to. As we all work to get the word out there, I know more people will rise up and demand change. And be sure to join us next time as we conclude our conversation with Sandy Rios and Natalie Decker and to find out more about the political battles to defund Planned Parenthood on the next Family Talk. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless. Thank you for listening today to this difficult program, and we'll see you next time for the conclusion on tomorrow's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson. For those of you who enjoy our radio program, Family Talk, I have some good news. When you're not able to hear Family Talk right here on your favorite Christian radio station, you can catch us 24 hours a day by downloading the new and free Family Talk mobile app. Visit your app marketplace to download it today. And thanks for listening to Family Talk.